Welcome, everyone. This is Elizabeth from Minnesota, and welcome to the Diamonds Forever 30-Minute World News Update with Intel and More from Captain & Company. Today is Thursday, January 24th, 2013. So welcome, everybody. I just want to let you know from the next call, our Diamonds Forever call is an extended call, and that is on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Central. And we talk of things positive in tone, things that we can look forward to on the other side of these world changes and the RV Iraq revaluation. So come and enjoy, and we can visit more too. So with that, let me give it. And it's the same phone number as you dialed tonight and the same PIN number. And I'll give it to Captain for the first news story. Or let me give this one, Captain, and then you can go, okay?
Very good, Elizabeth. Go right ahead.
Like I said, I'm Elizabeth from Minnesota, and Judy is also a news giver. She's not here tonight. And then when we have Captain, and we're building. So here's the first story. It's regarding hearing on disclosure, time to end the truth embargo. This is on Rumor Mill's News Reading Room, January 23rd, and it's an update of are governments covering up UFOs to hide free energy, question mark. And there's a hearing on disclosure is coming, the Citizens Hearing. An event will be held in Washington, D.C. at the National Press Club from April 29th to May 3rd, in which a powerful group of researchers and military agency witnesses will testify for 30 hours over 5 days before 5 days before former members of the U.S. House and Senate, a citizens' hearing on disclosure. The motto for this event is, if Congress will not do its job, the people will. A theatrical-quality documentary will be produced about this event slated for distribution in the fall of 2013. The goal of this event documentary is nothing less than ending the ET Truth embargo in 2013. To you, Captain. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Very good. Well, guys, I can say this, that the world is changing. Our currency. Are we having a currency war? Well, guess what? A war has broken out in certain countries. A war has broken out with the U.S., China, and Japan. And apparently they're in the process of changing over to the gold standard. Well, as you well know today, the World Global Council confirmed today that the Chinese are indeed backing their yuan with gold, no longer accepting the fiat, which is our Federal Reserve note. They're no longer accepting the American dollar. How about that? There is a very interesting video out there on YouTube. And the YouTube is hosted by a man by the name of Jim Richards, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. And this is a 8-minute video, and it's the... So this guy is giving you an overview of what is actually happening right now. So we're in the midst of this currency war. So guys, don't be surprised. By the end of this month, we may see a drastic change toward our new freedom, our new financial freedom. I pass it over to you, Elizabeth.
Wow. Let me add to that. Me and Captain don't talk really at the beginning, so we don't know what stories each of them have. But to add to that currency, Japan embarks on currency war, just like you said. It came out January 21st. Many are unaware that wars are seldom caused by ideology of humanitarian causes. Wars always have economic roots, which may be combined with ideology, but only when ideology has economic consequences. Yet governments today understand that they cannot sell a war to their citizens by telling them all the economic benefits of dying on the battlefield. So they test the polls and find out the best way to sell the war to the people. In the past month, Japan's currency has dropped about 11% in value relative to the dollar. During that time, the dollar's value has also dropped, but not as fast as the yen. This is causing an upheaval in the markets. This is causing an upheaval in the markets because Japan is embarking on a quantitative easing program to stimulate its economy, much like Bernanke. Okay, and I won't go any further, but from all that, I believe they're doing that on purpose to bleed out the treasonous central bank, you know, Bernanke and all them. The words lost me. And then there's another one on money here. We'll do that one regarding Swiss and Britain. Swiss and British currency war, January 21st. Here's another good article about the currency wars that are heating up now. The past agreements on breaking down as more and more countries look for ways to gain a trade advantage over their competitors. It is a race to the bottom as countries devalue their currency to increase trade. Keep in mind, however, that this does not affect those countries that primarily export oil, such as Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait. For them, a strong currency is more desirable because the world price of oil is set regardless of the value of nations' currency. So anyway, there's another example, too, of what Captain was alluding to. And one more thing on money that I have, and then I'll bring it back to you, Captain. I heard this yesterday on a call. Some people that are in the banking and finance area, they heard that J.P. Morgan, check this out, Captain, J.P. Morgan and other banks have announced and are gearing up to revamp their ATM machines to be able to receive smaller bills than $20 bills, like 10 and 5s, and to receive coinage. Now, that may be a small hint if you guys study Nasera and all that. If you have not heard, they plan on taking all the tax fat, if you will, off of everything in this world. And just say, example, a loaf of bread is $3 today. And just say, for example, the taxes are $2 of it. Well, the bread will go down to $1. So what I'm saying, all across the whole economic system, every price of everything is going to go down. Therefore, you can use smaller bills. And therefore, there, the revamping of the ATM machines. Anyway, big banks wouldn't want to change it for any other reason than that. You know, they like all the big money. So there's a big encouragement to you that things are changing. Back to you, Captain. Captain? I hope I didn't drop off.
Hello?
Maybe it's Captain that can't get unmuted. So I will go forth and tell Captain you can unmute. Okay, I don't know what happened to Captain. He'll come back in. Let me run this audio for you. I hear you, Captain. Let me run this audio for you. It is 30 seconds long. It's David Icke explaining how we are as a person and how the bad guys, this whole world is a sham. Because then we're going to go into the real life of living real. So let me play this, and then you go, Captain.
The Institute of Heart Math said this. There is also new data suggesting that the heart's field is directly involved in intuitive perception beyond mind through its coupling to an energetic information outside the bounds of space and time. Yes, outside the walls of the illusion. Thus, they want heart-closed people so that we do not breach the walls of the illusion and stay within it. That is why they have structured society as they have, and in Section 2 I'll explain all that in detail. So, the idea is to hold us here and keep us detached of an awareness and an influence from that.
Okay, I hope everybody heard that okay. Captain, to you.
Okay, Elizabeth, can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay, first of all, I want to apologize, guys. My system was acting up. For whatever reason, I have no idea what happened. But anyway, getting back to the currency once again, did you guys know that the U.S. Mint has temporarily ran out of the American Eagle silver dollar? And that means they're no longer selling the American Eagle, excuse me, the American Eagle silver dollar. So what I found out was I called the U.S. Mint today, and they're telling me that the people are buying up silver like crazy. That's a big hint, guys. They're getting ready for the switchover. And then the gentleman told me that January 28th, they're going to replenish the inventory so the coins will be available for the, you know, for the people. So if I was you, I would be, you know, be interested in buying some silver because I think it's going to be a very, very thing to have. You know, gold is going to be, you know, sky high, but the silver is the currency that you should be having. So that's something to think about. All right, Elizabeth, I'm turning it back over to you.
Okay. Let me go through some stories fast, that little stories, and then we're going to talk a little bit. One of the biggest news this week was the inauguration of the 44th president. We'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll expand a little bit more on the Saturday call, too. Let's see. I did get a call from somebody that they saw, you know, in California, the taxes are so high. And this is a hint kind of where we're at in this depression. Taxes are so high, there's people, rich people, moving out of their houses in California because they don't want to pay all those high taxes. I mean, hundreds of people. I guess one of the people, Tiger Woods, moved out of his house because of high taxes. You know, in the news this week was Hillary testifying against the Benghazi testifying. And, you know, the fiscal cliff has been delayed till May. Captain, if you want, you can come in on any of this if you want to add anything regarding Hillary, the Benghazi testifying, or the fiscal cliff.
I'd be more than happy to do that. Elizabeth, just go right ahead.
No, I mean, if you want to add anything to that, you could do that now, and then I'll go further.
Okay, well, very good. Well, guys, as you all know, Hillary Clinton, she had her last hearing today in front of Congress, and she had another grilling again concerning about Benghazi. And people were saying from the very beginning, why is it taking so long for her to testify? Well, as you all know, she had a blood clot, and she hit her head, and that kind of delayed things, you know, by almost 2 months now. So now it's getting to the point where she's getting angry. And the reason for her getting angry is because of the fact that the finger is pointing to Hillary. Was Hillary involved in the murders? Could it be that she was definitely involved? Well, let's just say this. Well, we do know that Ambassador Stevens had very important documents that he collected over the years. And what he was collecting through intelligence, through the Libya intelligence, was about 9/11. And he collected several hundred pages of documents about 9/11 and the names on those documents and who was involved in that. And we're finding out the real reason why Ambassador Stephen was murdered, as well as along with other Americans, was because of the fact that those names were passed on to a higher source, and that source may be the president. And he knows who did the murders and who was involved in it. And Hillary's name did surface once again. So we're going to get to the real bottom of this whole thing, but that's something to think about. So I would not be surprised if her name does surface again. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks a lot. Also, just today on tonight, Captain, you want to come in on this. I think it was President Obama that appointed, or maybe he didn't, somebody else did, appointed a lady named Mary Jo White. And I saw her on TV. She looks Asian. Mary Jo White, they said, is one of the top prosecutors in Washington. And Mary Jo White was appointed, and I think she was appointed by President Obama, appointed to police Wall Street. And could this be that they're ramping up now that the inauguration's over because of some things we know about that, and now it's different kind of? I'm not saying this is true or not, but this is what we've heard, and Captain knows more about that. But is she being put in place to rout out some of these bad guys? And they also said she's coming out of private practice. She wasn't in Washington, but she's coming out of private practice of, 10 years, one of the top prosecutors in Washington. And they commented, quote, unquote, will these big banks meet their match finally? That was CBS News. They also quoted the appointment of the White House is the pressure is on. Go ahead, Captain.
Yeah, and don't forget, Elizabeth, we also have Elizabeth Warren out of Boston, Massachusetts. She's another one who is she's with the Banking Committee, and she's the chairman of the Banking Ways Committee. So this is going to be very interesting, what is going to happen in the future about banking. And these guys are going to be in serious trouble. I think in the next couple weeks, guys, we may see some real action about names coming out and people being arrested. Over to you, Elizabeth.
Also, they had a story of Christine Lagarde. You guys know who Christine Lagarde is. And she was being interviewed on CBS. She said this year, 2013, is, quote, unquote, a make or break year for the economy. I don't know if she's a good guy, bad guy. We've heard both. We're just kind of looking at all sides here on this news and in our call on Saturdays. And we stay neutral and kind of like we're mystery fighters, I guess. Anyway, can't go back to business. She also said, quote unquote, can't go back to business as usual. The U.S. government. Senator Kerry, started talking today in front of Congress and Senate he was appointed by President Obama. There's a lot of things and that I want to talk about. Let's go to the inauguration, talk a little bit about that. Some of these things you guys will expand more on the Saturday call. We got more time and more interesting things, and we just want to try to give an overview today. But we are going into better times, and it's kind of back in the 60s, but we're not going back in time, but we're building on what happened in the 60s. What happened in the 60s, there was a grassroots standing up, grassroots movement. Anyway, right after the inauguration, and I want to play this audio. I found this audio by accident. I don't know. But it's the First Lady on the launch of Organizing for Action. And I found this, Captain, I didn't tell you. And just listen to this. Could this be a sign of what we, the people, will be initiated into by our CEO, so to speak? Who knows? Here we go.
Last year, we did something truly extraordinary. We registered millions of people to vote. We recruited folks across this country to serve as volunteers. And we got millions of Americans out to the polls in this past election. So we should all be proud of what we accomplished. But let's be clear. All that hard work was about more than just one election. So if we want to finish what we started and truly make that change we believe in, we can't stop now. And that's why today, I'm proud that our friends and supporters are launching Organizing for Action, the next phase of our movement for change. Supporters like you will be the heart of this organization, because for the past 6 years, you've done something so much bigger than elected president. You've given ordinary people a place in our democratic process again. The relationships you made, the tools you built, and the lessons you've learned have already begun to change our policy. And in the coming years, they can change our country. And that's the mission of Organizing for Action, to build on the work we've already done by training and empowering the next generation of leaders and supporting the grassroots organizing you want to do on the issues that matter most to your community and to our country. Now, in terms of the specifics of what this organization will look like, a lot of that will be up to you. It will be determined by your energy and ideas and feedback. Because after all, this is your movement. And going forward, it can be whatever you make of it. I often think back to one of my first dates with Barack all those years ago. Back then, he spoke to me about the world as it is and the world as it should be, and our obligation to bridge that divide. The work you've done has brought us so much closer to the world as it should be, but we aren't there yet. We have so much left to do to lift up our families, to strengthen our communities, and to help all our children fulfill their God-given potential. And as Barack has said, winning an election won't bring about the change we seek. It's simply the chance to make that change. So I hope that you will join Organizing for Action to seize that change. Thanks so much.
I thought that was awesome. You know, I'm not talking about Democrat or Republican, but she's talking about a grassroots movement organizing for change. Didn't give it any detail, but she said that it was up to us to decide what to do. I just thought that was phenomenal. I don't know, but anyway, that's my opinion. Did you hear that okay, Captain?
I did, Elizabeth. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
That is, this was put out 2 days before the inauguration, and I just stumbled on it. So anyway, all right, so let's go on. I know you guys have been lots of flu. I just want to put in here, flu, sickness. If you go to the store, I go to Trader Joe's. I just want to put this in there because I'm a nurse. Trader Joe's, you get a big bottle, $12 of, is there somebody unmuted? $12 it costs for powdered vitamin C. Put like a fourth a teaspoon in a glass, a little bit of warm water, and drink it up. That'll snap that flu and cold right out of there. Okay. Okay. Captain, I think you're muted. Unmuted. I can hear you. Sorry. All right. Let's see. Also, there's a historic announcement. They said on the news that they voted in women to be on the front line of the fighting. That was just this week. Let's see. All right. Captain, do you have anything else? I just want to say President Obama's inauguration, well, there was a lot to it. We'll discuss more on the call. But Obama's the first-term president to take an oath of office 4 times because the inauguration date landed on a Sunday. So he had to do the original one on a Sunday and then do the next one on a Monday. That was last time he was elected. This time he was elected, he had to do the same thing. They did the real one on Sunday in the White House. And then they did the public one on Monday, as you know. But then it happens also to land it on Martin Luther King Day. And there's all kinds of other signs that me and Captain came about of that. We'll share that on Saturday's call. Anything you want to add, Captain?
Well, no, Elizabeth, you cover it all. And guess what, folks? We have gone to our 30 minutes.
Yeah, let me just check really quick because I had a lot of stuff here.
Okay, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Yeah. If you want to just set up for the inauguration stuff, anything you want to say regarding that?
Well, concerning the inauguration, I just want to say that the speech, if you get a chance, I think it's very important to listen to the speech again because the president was talking about something that I think that we're going to be looking forward toward, and that's about freedom of speech, freedom of individuality, freedom of religion, And one thing I want to say too is to be totally free of the elites, the power that war. I'll just put it like that. So we're headed toward a wonderful situation. So just hang on, guys. I think we're very close about this whole financial situation, the revaluing of the Iraqi dinars. I think we're going to be looking at that very, very soon. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see this thing get done by toward the end of this month. So
that's
once
what
again,
I wanted
everybody.
Well, I want to add something, please. Yeah, let me add.
Go ahead,
So I wanted to add to on Saturday's call. I do have a writing of his speech, and we're going to talk about that. We'll tear it apart and bring in the signs and wonders, the wonders that make you wonder, and amongst other things, we'll talk about that. Gosh, I'm sorry, you guys, I lost my train of thinking. There's one more thing I wanted to say. Anyway. Not important, I guess. But, oh, yeah, and we'll talk about this, too, that I learned last night. There's been, believe it or not, it's always, you know, I don't, if it's true or not, but I'm going to bring it forth, and we can always all be neutral. My policy motto is to be neutral, just take it in, open your heart, and just let it sit if it's really strange to you. But there's been two crop circles made by ETs. One just recently, the other one. One of them depicted the date of 12/21/12, which is the starting of this new stuff, whether we see it or not. And then the most recent crop circle depicted the date of March 28, 2013. And I believe we are transitioning. We're in that transition period now, and the world changes. The Iraqi dinar, RV, it's all together, and it all plays together. And we're going to see something significant on that date, I believe, with our eyes and experience it. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. So thank you for coming. Yes, go ahead, Captain. You finish up. We'll stop the recording. You guys can hang around, and then we'll unmute if you want to ask questions, make comments, or bring any news in that you guys have. I just want to remind you of the call on – go ahead, Captain, and then I'll give the number and the time of the call on Saturday.
Okay, I want to welcome everybody to our calls, and we really appreciate you coming. And please feel free to tell your family members to come and see us on Saturday. All right, go ahead.
Or on Thursday. Again, our call's name is Diamonds Forever, and we'll talk about that on Saturday's call, because you are a diamond, and you are a sparkling diamond and loved by Creator. So Diamonds Forever, 209-255-1000, and for the recorded number, it's the same number. The last four numbers are 1099. I believe this reference number tonight is reference number 27, and the PIN number is, let me get the PIN number, sorry, okay. The PIN number is 883-267 pound. And our Saturday call again is on 1 p.m. Central on Saturdays. And you can always listen to the recording line. It's on there too. So we have recorded 1 through 27 on there. Let me stop the recording. Thank you for coming tonight, and hold on.